100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. Still not dead yet, so let's have a weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the story. The topic for this week was murder, and a lot of you murdered that topic with stories. In a good way, you know, like a justifiable homicide, not a cold-blooded murder. Although if you are cold-blooded, you're probably up north. We have the air conditioning on down here, and it's not even noon. So, let's see who participated this week. And I'm going into the folder. We've got Jeffrey Fisher, Richard, the arrival of Lisa, Tom, and Serendipity, Lizzie, Tura, and Norval Joe. Oh, and Planet Z. Strange. I don't see Muncie in the spam filter. Maybe he's running late, or busy with planning for NaNoWriMo. That's around the corner, you know. Coming up. Not literally around the corner, that would be, like, you know, more apartments. Anyway, let's continue with the stories. Begin.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 546, on everyone's favorite topic, murder. My first story is called Fighting Back. The restaurant was elegant, with white tablecloths, glasses for types of wine I couldn't guess at, and more silverware than the average newlyweds owned. The waiter asked what I'd like for dinner. I could murder a ribeye. Rare, with a hard sear on both sides. So rare that a good vet could bring it back. The waiter nodded and left. About 15 minutes later, an irritated-looking cow arrived at my table, one side singed and seared. "I've had it with you humans," she mooed. "This rare enough for you?" She turned to show the scar mark, then threw some papers on my table. "And you've been served. Attempted bovinicide. See you in court." And my second story is called The Little Things in Life. Never take the little things for granted. That feeling one gets walking out of the house on a crisp fall day, for instance, or the first taste of a delicious meal. Add to that list the ability to move one's bowels regularly. After 4 days, I decided that laxatives were called for. The laxatives were murder on my stomach and did nothing to solve the problem. I called my doctor. He dosed me with milk of magnesia. Pure agony, but still not... wait a second. I'll be back as soon as I'm able. You done with the sports section? And with that, I'm done for the week. I'll be back next week.
Morning, everyone. Richard here. And this week's story on the topic of murder. Family gatherings, don't you just love them? All those special occasions when those relatives you never see, and let's face it, there are very good reasons why you choose not to see them, get together and pretend they like one another. In reality, of course, rather than the fake plastic smiles, the air kisses, and the under-enthusiastic hugs, most of the family would rather have brought a hand grenade or attack rifle. Much as we'd love to, common sense prevails, and rather than throttle each other, we laugh and smile pleasantly. So nobody dies, but nevertheless, it's still murder. And there you go, a heartfelt story. So until next week, goodbye.
Hello, my name's Lisa Williams. I write as a scribbling wren, and this is my 100 words called washing. He raised a gloved hand to his face. There was a glistening sheen to the thin latex. His nose twitched a little as he inhaled deeply. Smelling her. Her final throes. He removed and dropped them into the fire pit, his coat too, and the rest of his clothes. Walked naked to the caravan, where the kettle was whistling him over for a wash. He felt the usual lurch of emptiness as he towelled himself dry and dressed. Nothing left to cling to. Still, on to the next. He carefully rinsed his pot noodle cup for recycling, then began a fresh search. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is John DeCleese. I write science fiction and work on stage. The story is The Topic is Murder. The topic is murder, said Moriarty, looking out over the auditorium, filled completely by writers whose work he had edited and improved. The question will always be motive and the problem opportunity. But suppose you had a room full of people, all with equal motive and equal opportunity. Then it's courage. The killer must be willing to risk detection and punishment. Suppose they all acted together, asked a pretty young writer in the front row. And how would they do that, asked Moriarty, taking a drink from the glass on his lectern. One drop of poison from each, she said.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Best Served Cold. Timmy looks up with that Timmy look, turns and cries, Red Rub. The bartender chuckles and says, Love the movie. What's the deal, kid? At the end of the bar, two guys in trench coats spin and pull out a pair of Uzis. An errant shot breaks the bar mirror into fractured pieces. The mirror image of Timmy's cocktail napkin spells out murder and jagged splinters. One of the Mossad agents meets Timmy's eyes. At last, the Black September is over. Timmy says, Red Rub. Red Rub, replies the agent, and drops a kill card with a large red X on the barkeeper's chest. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. M is for Mother, whom I chopped with a knife. U is for Underground, where she ended her life. R for Regrets, of which I have none. D is the days that I've been on the run. E, it's so easy to see I've done wrong. R is the reasons I've harbored so long. Murder is never quite as it seems. For all my life, it's haunted my dreams. She hated me since the day I was born. I was the object of Oliver's scorn. The bitch had it coming, right from the start. And that's the reason I ripped out her heart.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The unicorn police captain was shocked to find that two of his fox deputies were being held hostage. Who has them? Did they ask for a ransom? The werewolf SWAT team was ready. The fairies answered the phones. The goblins were in the way. So when? Stop right there, Mom. What kind of a story is that? Well, you asked me to tell you a story of unicorns and fairies. Yes, but the fairies answering the phone? Really, Mom? Just rewrite it. It's crap. And that's how the fairies ended up in the SWAT team, preventing the murder of two fox deputies. Okay, and this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Tura Brazoinu here with a story about murder. The black man was called that because he had the blackest heart there ever was. He lived in a wooden cabin among the marshes and had built a huge corbel, a dovecot for crows. He kept them starving, and if any traveller came near, he would waylay them and shut them up in the corbel. And that was the end of them. A tale for children, maybe. But if in some marshy wilderness you should come upon a building like a giant black beehive, get away while you can, lest the black man feed you to his murder of crows.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 546 with a prompt of murder. Here's my story. Mickey dashed across the field, disturbing a mischief of mice, a scurry of ground squirrels, and a husk of jackrabbits. He batted through a scourge of mosquitoes and a bite of midges. In the setting sun, a cloud of bats chased the mosquitoes and midges in pursuit of their dinner. Reaching the forest edge, Mickey roused a murder of crows, though it may have been an unkindness of ravens or a parliament of rooks. He didn't get a close look at the black birds. What Mickey needed was monkeys, but there wasn't a troop, barrel, carload, cartload, or tribe in sight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Edna Simmons died giving birth to twin daughters. Don, her husband, did his level best to raise the girls right and proper. He wanted to make sure that when they were ready, they'd make good wives, just as their mother had been good wife to him. When the subject of her mother's wedding ring came up, man, those two would fight. Both got engaged as fast as they could, and hired a hitman to bump off the other sister. Coincidentally, the same hitman. He killed the both of them, and their father pocketed the money and the ring.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of murder. Yay! Aren't you happy you were part of this one? I know I am. I'm happy right now. I'll be even happier if you go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and leave a comment about how happy you are. Oh, the next topic. Yeah, I think it's bottle. I'm not sure. How about you go to that website and see what the topic is? Hint, Hint? No, never mind. Just keep doing what you're doing. All right. I think we're done for this week. Thank you to everyone who was a part of this. Whether you listened, went to that website and commented. Nah, never mind. I mean, I don't even want to be a part of awards. Why should I care about comments or likes or ratings or... Ooh, ratings on iTunes? Yeah, forget about that stuff too. Just keep listening and writing and being creative. That's what matters. All this liking and face linking and stuff. What does that really get you? Instead, make something beautiful and cool. Or, failing that, come here next week. Thanks for, once again, being a part of this, and, as always, keep it... I hesitated on the... All right, let's start this again. And, as always, keep it brief.